I think we can relate to the first reading from the first book of Kings, right? Because we're living in the land of drought, right? And California had been living under drought for so long. And even though it seemed like we want the Lord to make everything fertile, everything nice, everything good, there is a sense of changing of season, a changing of times. And we cannot always have things perfect or things good. In the first book of Kings today, you can see the despair that's in this poor widow saying, right? We only have a little flour left, and we're just gonna repair it and eat, and we're gonna die, right? She's really scraping the bottom of what she had, but that generosity that she had for the prophet, she gave the last bit of her everything. Out of that radical generosity, and God had blessed her. And so even in our very own life too, even when we're going through the drought, the trials, the hardship, according to our own human understanding, we want to recede back and only care about ourselves when things get hard. But that radical generosity, that radical charity, the giving of our very own self, even when it hurt, it's what makes us saints, right? What makes us become more Christ-like and allow the love of God to radiate in us and through us. And I know that's not easy to preach. And it's harder to put into practice, even for priests, even for saints, even for the many of us. But at the end of the day, just like what I said yesterday, what can we do to change our attitude, to change our life, to change our way of thinking? So not only to praise God when the times are good, but to continue to trust in Him when it gets trying. And this is where God allowed us to participate in His own cross and to carry that cross with Him. None of us like the cross. None of us like suffering. None of us like to undergo pains. None of us want to embrace the trials of life. But for us as Catholics, we remember that our sufferings are not meaningless. They can become redemptive when we unite our sufferings and what we're going through with Christ Jesus, because He understands what it means to carry the cross. He understands what it means to be hurt, betrayed, abandoned, rejected, or what it means to live as a human person, not being accepted by others. Even in our hardest day, even in our drought, even in our harshest time, dig deep from within and find that comfort, that anchor, that hope, that trust in God, the love, the trust that never fails. And from that, may we give to our neighbor, not in quantifiable goods or means, but with qualitative love, the love that radiate Christ, the love that continued to reach Christ, and the love that allowed other people to say, hey, we're not in it alone. We're not abandoned by God. We have one another, and that's why we have the church. And with the church and with Christ, we can embrace all of the ups and downs of life, even when they get hard.